heading into the trip, Paul, just how much, I don't know if relief is the right word, but a sense of enjoyment maybe that your players can have coming to the rink for the first time in a week again today?
I would say bring a little confidence to the rink. They had played a real hard, smart game, and you want to replicate that, so they'll come to the rink today knowing that they did the right things and they got rewarded for it and they want to do it again.
What did you like about the third period when you look back? I think it was only the eighth or ninth time this year where you guys had been tied going in, and just how your team was able to handle it and eventually win.
What I liked about it was it wasn't any different than the second or the first. You know, we didn't sit back. We didn't panic and get over-aggressive. What we did is we really did a nice job controlling our mental focus in the game to do one job, and we did it really hard, and that never changed.
How much do you think the results of this road trip is going to impact your push for the playoffs?
Well, what's the math say? This is
6 points out.
No, I'm thinking about what's the percentage of our season a four-game trip would be, so it's going to have that impact on our year. It's getting tight for anybody that's on the outside. The games are more important. We just don't have as much time. We've been afforded the luxury of playing five or six more games than some other teams, and that's going to be holding your breath during your break a little bit and hoping for some luck in that. But I don't know how many cliches I can fire out in one sentence, but one game at a time means everything now because you have to have everything marshaled for that one game.
How do you bottle up that defensive effort, Paul? A lot of your guys talked about that sort of being close to the model of what you need.
Well, show every piece of it today so that we can continue to reinforce it. The game changes, right? So much of what the process is right now is not just young players, all players learning. Every team has its own style of game. So you always want to play your own game. That's fine. But they need to understand that your game shouldn't, but the game itself is going to look different every day. There are different styles. And you got to get comfortable in games where there's not a whole lot going on. I don't think we've had a whole lot of comfort there. And good guys that want to win, forcing things. And there's something else that's happened, and it's the post-All-Star break change. Maybe more this year than I think any other, because there's probably two teams in the entire league that are really out of it. Everybody else is right there. So every single game becomes that playoff game. And the teams that are out of it, their season's kind of already died. They've gone through the grieving process, and now they're back up talking about next year, talking about playing right. The pressure's almost off them, so there aren't any nights now where you're catching somebody who's lost two or three in the row and they don't have the energy to compete with you. It's a long way of saying playing the right way, playing your way, even when you do that, the game looks different. You need to understand that.
You will play Montreal also during that trip. Any compassion for Michel Therrien, who's been fired with a decent record?
Passion for all those guys, right? That's the business. Got more compassion for us. I wish we weren't going in on first game. Wish it was second or third, or maybe the last one is always the best one to go in before a guy gets fired. But he's a good coach. We've crossed paths over the years back when he was in Montreal the first time. So he'll land on his feet. He'll enjoy some time off, and the carousel will turn.
Surprise a bit?
I don't know. Not surprised that Claude went in there. Whether he was going in there this week or in the summer, or if they'd won the Stanley Cup this year, they wouldn't have made a change. So I don't know. It's never a whole lot of surprise, right? It's hunting season, so you know that there's 10 going. It's just when they break those 10 up.
There's storylines sort of in each of these games coming up on the road. Crosby going for 1,000 tomorrow, Julian's first game Saturday, all the rookies in Toronto. How much do you get your guys to either embrace those moments or maybe block out?
Well, we wouldn't spend – they'll know about the Crosby number just because they're all in tune. They've all got cell phones. That wouldn't be part of the pre-scout other than it's consistent with our year. Our schedule has afforded us some unusual opportunities. But we've got too much on our plate right now to spend a whole lot of time talking about those things. You know they're going to be all wrapped up, and he's probably going to get it. He can get his 1,000th point, and that's fine. We just need to win this game.
Do you think you have to settle down Liney at all going into Toronto because so much focus is going to be on him and the other guys?
No, I don't have to settle. This guy for 18 is rock solid, mature. I'd like him to play the game he played last night, goals aside. And then we'd be really proud of where he's at. He's going to score. He just does. He's got those hands. But his game last night, his 5-on-5 game, with some physicality in it, lots of compete on it. Shift length was right. Positionally, he was right. Just went through the video. He's not on it. You know, he's not on the corrections portion of the video. And that's a really great improvement from the start of the year. And it's not a negative. He was 18, right? Nick Ehlers last year. So, really, really liked his game. If he plays that, then it's going to be a sideshow, right? There's no fixing that, but that's what these guys are, right? You got to smuggle Sidney Crosby in and out of hotels, right, so that he can get to the rink. But those elite superstars, and this guy's 18, and the guys in Toronto, they're all going to be. So they just get used to it now.
As a fan of the game, Paul, what do you want to share most about Crosby?
His resurgence. Right, he's had, you go back to his first years, like, and the game has changed around him so much, but, you know, I think the injuries that he had a significant impact on a number of years of his career, and he's now looking back stronger, better than ever, and that's resilience. That's not accidental, and that's not talent. Right, there's a lot of will and determination that goes into that. Maybe all will and determination to suffer through what he went through and then to drive a team back to be a Stanley Cup champion again.
Pavlik skated today. Do you think there's an option he could play in one of these four?
I don't know the answer to that yet, to be honest with you. Goalies are different on lower body injuries. They can be strong, but we have to push them really hard. There's a chance if we weren't... We wouldn't bring him if we weren't thinking that there could be some chance, or at the very least, the quality of work is important for him to be with us, so he put big minutes in on those off days. I'm sorry?
Marco travel or no?
He's coming to skate, yeah.